Some of you know that I have been away for over a month, and part of my sabbatical, I was in Singapore.
下季嗰陣，我有個休假嘅期間，喺一個月時間係喺新加坡。
And when I was there, I heard my professor, my former professor, who is retired now, and he was telling us that, you know, Christians going to church is like they are going on a cruise.
咁呢個退休嘅教授，咁有機會再探佢啦。咁佢就同我講話，啲基督徒去教會就好似去搭遊輪咁樣。
You know, because when you get on a cruise ship,
因為你去乘坐呢個遊輪嘅時候
，and on this ship there are thousands of passengers.
咁可能有數千人。
And then when you get on the ship, you can choose from the buffet of things to eat and to do, whether you're on board or when you dock on at a port.
咁無論你上船，你有好多選擇，無論食 buffet 啊，或者有唔同嘅各項嘅活動。咁無論係上船或者喺唔同嘅港口度落船，都係一樣。
But then he said, the church is not a cruise ship.
咁但係佢就話教會並唔係遊輪。
It's a battleship.
呢個係一個戰艦。
And on a battleship, there are also thousands of people.
咁喺嗰個一個戰艦上高，仍然有都係有數千人嘅。
But each has a role and a duty to do.
咁但係每個人都有佢嘅角色，同埋佢有佢嘅責任要做。
You see, as church members of a church, we too have a role and a duty to do.
咁我哋就好似教會，我哋亦都有一個角色，亦都係有一個責任係要做嘅。
And that duty and role we are to play is spelled out by Jesus Himself.
咁呢個我哋嘅責任，我哋角色咧，係由耶穌去安排嘅。
And He sum it up in that two commandments.
咁係用兩節嘅經文，佢係咁講嘅。
And the commandment, the first one is the great commandment to love God with all your heart and to love man as yourself.
呢個最大嘅戒命就係去愛神，同埋亦都去愛其他人。
And then before He went up to be with the Father in heaven, He gave us another command, the Great Commission, to go and make disciples of all nations.
咁佢臨升天之前，佢俾咗一個大使命我哋，就係話要去使萬民作我嘅門徒。
But in order for us to fulfill this great commandment and this great commission, Jesus in John 15 says that we must bear fruit.
咁喺約翰福音十五章嘅時候，咁耶穌講話我哋係要結果子。
And why is it important?
咁點解咁緊要咧
？And what is this fruit?
咁係呢個係啲乜嘢嘅果子咧
？If you read John 15 and especially 9-17, that the last part, because the first part 1-8 is a metaphor.
咁一至八節係一個比喻。
A metaphor about bearing fruit, how to bear fruit.
一個比喻係點樣去結果子。
Then from 9-17, he explained what this fruit is.
咁跟住九去到十七節就話呢個係啲乜嘢嘅果子。
And that is the fruit of love.
呢個係愛嘅果子。
And at the very end of verse 17, then he gives the command, love one another.
咁喺第十七節最後尾就係吩咐我哋去彼此相愛。
And this in relation to what we are talking about in missions is the making of disciples require us to have a love like Jesus, like God, that we will go out and reach out to them because of our love for them.
咁我哋去點樣去傳福音嘅時候，就係話我哋要先有愛，就好似耶穌去愛我哋，我哋先可以走出去將呢個福音帶出去。
And so Jesus uses the metaphor of the vine and the branches to show us that, you know, this is how you can bear fruit.
咁耶穌就用呢個葡萄樹同埋枝子嘅比喻，就係話俾你哋聽點樣去結果子。
If you want to be a true disciple who loves God and love your neighbor as well as love the lost, then you must have this fruit.
咁點樣做呢個真門徒咧？嚇，咁你點樣去愛你嘅鄰舍咧？咁呢個比喻就係話俾你聽啦。
You know, the term disciple is often said to be that it means to be a student, a follower of Jesus Christ.
咁呢個門徒嘅意思係點樣呢？就係話佢係跟隨耶穌嘅人。
And it when Jesus used that word at that time, it's not a word that nobody knows or specifically for the Christian. It is a common word that they know what a disciple is.
咁係對當時嘅人，佢哋會明白呢個門徒係乜嘢嘅含義，並唔係特別係指基督徒嘅。
But when he used it for the Christian, it takes on a different meaning.
但係當用喺基督徒身上咧，就有唔同嘅意思啦。
It's more than a student and follower.
係多過一個學生，多過一個跟隨者。
Because a student at that time, when they follow their master or their teacher, they actually serve their master and their teacher.In their daily needs.
咁佢哋當時嘅學生咧，係要去服侍佢哋嘅一個老師嘅，係每日都。
And I think I've said this before. They actually live with them.
佢哋其實同個老師一齊住嘅。
And they serve him like a servant would serve a master.
就好似一個仆人去服侍一個主人一樣。
And so, a disciple is basically not just a follower of Jesus Christ, but he is the servant.Of his new master, Jesus Christ.
咁一個門徒，除咗跟隨耶穌之外，佢就好似一個仆人去服侍主耶穌咁樣。
And this is often not stressed in our discipleship.
呢個好多時候我哋做門訓嘅時候係冇強調呢一點。
Even in our evangelistic effort, we just tell people God is our Savior, He's our Deliverer, but we seldom talk about this aspect much.
咁就算喺報道會，我哋亦都淨係話耶穌係你嘅救主，但冇強調呢一點。
And so let's move into the text that we're going to see, and from we're going to see verse 1 to 8 first, and I'll ask Andrew to read for us in Cantonese.
咁我哋一齊嚟讀呢個約翰福音十五章一去到八節。我是真葡萄樹，我父是栽培的人。凡屬我不結果子的枝子，他就剪去。凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你因为我讲给你的道已经干净了，你们要常住在我里面，我也要常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来，扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也是我的门徒了。
Thank you.You know the phrase Jesus used, I'm the true vine.
咁耶穌用呢個句子就話我係葡萄樹。
It's actually the last of his seven famous I am.
咁呢個咧，呢個我是就係其實係耶穌好出名最後尾講我是嘅句子。
And the two words I am translated in English is actually a divine title.
咁呢個我是呢個字翻譯出嚟咧，其實係一個神聖嘅一個涵頭。
You see, God actually said He is who He is. He said, "I am." When Moses came to ask Him, you know, if the people ask me who sent me, what am I to tell Him? And God said, "I am who I am."
咁對摩西向神向摩西顯現嘅時候，咁跟住摩西就問：咁點樣去稱呼你啊？咁神當時係就同佢講話：我是。
So here Jesus is making known to us in this phrase that He is divine, who is the Son of God. He is that true vine.
咁耶穌喺度強調佢就係神，亦都係呢個真嘅葡萄樹。
And then He says His Father is the dresser of this vine.
咁呢個我嘅父就栽培嘅人。
In other words, He's the one behind Him, tending to the branches.
这个就是说神就好像耶稣背后帮他去修理这个枝子这样。
But if you read carefully this metaphor and also what he says later, you'll find that abiding in Christ does not necessarily mean one will automatically bear fruit. In other words, just being a Christian joined to him doesn't mean automatically you bear this fruit.
咁如果你仔细睇呢个比喻嘅时候咧，这个并唔去即刻话俾你听话，当你同呢个树呢、这个葡萄树去连接嘅时候，你就会自动去结果子。
Because it stresses the point that you need to abide in him。
但系佢要强调就话你要在他里边。
And later on, I will explain what abiding means. But you know, the word fruit is someone says it's a non-cow fruit.
咁呢个会去强调就系话，我会再同你哋讲乜嘢系叫住在我里边。但系首先呢个果子呢个词语系数唔到嘅。
What does it mean to be a non-cow fruit?
咁系乜嘢系数唔到嘅果子咧
？Okay。Because if you think in light of verses 9 to 17, if it's talking about the fruit of love, then it's one fruit.
咁佢九到十七节讲话，如果净系得一个果子嘅话，咁呢个就爱嘅果子。
But then we have a problem because when you read, Jesus says, "You will bear fruit. You will bear more fruit and much fruit."
咁但系你睇下耶稣用嘅就系话，唔系结一个果子，系多结果子，系多数嘅。
And so, because of that, people jump quickly to refer this to the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians.
咁好多人就即刻跳去就话，呢个就系属灵嘅果子，就喺加拉太书里边。
But remember, the book of Galatians is not there yet when Jesus says this.
但系你要记住，加拉太书嗰阵时未写成嘅，咁喺耶稣嘅期间。
And also, Jesus makes it very clear here in verses 9 to 17, it is.The fruit of love.
咁去九去十七节就已经系讲咗话呢个就系爱嘅果子。
And so a non-cow fruit, then, especially when you think of the phrases that he used as well, it's not referring to the quantity, how many it is.
咁乜嘢系呢个系数唔到嘅果子咧？其实唔系讲呢个数量。
But it is talking about the depth and the degree of this fruit of love.
喺呢个嘅深度同埋呢个程度，呢、这个讲呢个爱嘅果子。
Particularly in this text, is talking about for one another.
尤其讲呢个话，我哋系彼此相爱。
But if when we think of the great commandment, also with God.
但系呢、这个最大嘅诫命就系话，亦都系对神嘅。
And so, because in life we know the same thing happens with our love.
咁又喺我哋生命当中，亦都系同爱系有关嘅。
We love certain people better than another。
我哋爱某啲人系多啲，多过某其他啲。
You may love your son more than your daughter。
系咪啊？你咪爱你嘅仔多过你个女啊
？And then she will complain favoritism。
跟住佢就话你唔公平对待。
Right? We know that in reality, our love has degrees。
咁所以系喺呢个现实上，我哋嘅爱系有唔同嘅程度。
And so the more fruit and the much fruit is talking about the degree of our love for him as well as for one another.
咁所以呢个结果子就系话我哋唔同嘅程度去对神，亦都对其他嘅人。
And furthermore, there is only one vine, Jesus.
咁我哋亦都系净系得一个葡萄树，耶稣。
And from the same vine, it cannot be producing apples when it is an orange tree.
咁就好似呢个葡萄树咁，即系好似一个橙树，佢唔会结出一个苹果嘅。
Especially when he says, "No branch can bear fruit by itself unless you remain in me."
咁佢就话系呢啲系枝子系结唔到果子，除非嗰个枝子系在我里边。
And then later on he says, "You are to obey me and love me like I obey and love my father."
他就说你要去爱我遵守我的诫命就好像我去爱神也都去遵守神的诫命一样。
And so clearly Jesus is talking about the fruit of love.
所以耶稣很清楚说这个就是爱的果子。
You know, he says that they can bear this fruit as well.
他们就说他们可以自己去结果子。
No, he doesn't. He says that they can bear this fruit.
他就说你可，耶稣说你是可以结果子。
And why they can bear it?
为什么他可以结果子呢？
Because he says that you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
那就是说你已经被洁净，因为我已经跟你讲了你的道。
But then he says, remain in me as I also remain in you.
但他就是说你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
And so there is a the connection, the joining together is both ways.
咁呢个连结咧系双方面嘅。
You in me and I in you.
我喺你里边，你又喺我里边。
And specifically, clearly, he's talking about those who believe because they were sanctified by the word.
就系讲对信咗嘅嚟讲，因为话已经对佢讲咗道。
But they must abide in him, even though they are joined to him.
但系要去常在佢里边，就算佢哋同佢耶稣去连结咗。
And so it is a constant abiding, not when I feel like it or I'm upset, therefore I don't join him.
咁呢个系经常嘅一个连接，并唔系话我今日心情唔好就唔连接啦。
And also, it's not self-effort.
亦都唔系自我嘅工作。
Because self-effort, you can produce nothing.
因为如果靠自己努力嘅话，你冇可能产生任何嘢。
In fact, even though you may attach and you are not abiding in him, you will eventually dry up.
就话就算你连结，但系你冇住喺佢里边，你会去枯干。
And be thrown away to wither。
咁呢个就好似丢喺外边枯干。
And the only use after that is firewood。
咁呢个讲咧就系一个烧火嘅柴咁样。
The phrase in verse 6, like a branch that is thrown away and wither, is actually a very problematic sentence for many people when they read it.
这个枝子掉在外面枯干呢，就很多人是对这个是很有问题。
Especially when he adds the phrase into the fire, thrown into the fire.
尤其是加了说丢在扔在火里去烧这样。
Because people will straight away think that this is talking about the loss of salvation.
因为很多人就误解了这个就是这个失落了救恩。
First of all, this is an illustration.
首先这个只不过是一个显示。
And an illustration usually emphasizes one point.
咁呢个显示咧，就系通常净系强调一点。
And in this case, it's about abiding in Christ.
呢个喺呢个就系讲话要强调，就话在耶稣里边。
And then in verse 6, the key word there to understand that phrase is like, L-I-K-E in English.
呢个系
好似
就像咧，呢个就好似用呢个字。
And so it's only an illustration, and it is a possibility, and it may not be a possibility.
呢个系有可能性，同埋呢个系一个呢个显示嚟嘅呢个。
And as I say, it's only illustrating a mere point. So to stretch it to mean to other sub points is really stretching a metaphor.
如果你夹硬扯开嘅话，就扯得好远啦呢个。
And so yet.Even though you can explain this to people, people will be quick to conclude it's talking about, or they will insist that it's talking about the loss of salvation.
咁就算你对佢讲，佢哋都好快就话，诶，呢个就系强调呢个救恩嘅失落。
Because it seems like Jesus is talking about the spiritually dead.
咁就系耶稣就系话呢个喺属灵上嘅死亡。
And so to those people, all I can say is that, you know, I would be a Calvinist here and say that maybe they are not true disciples.
咁或者好似加爾文主義嗰啲人講，就話佢哋唔係真嘅門徒。
They are not true disciples in the very first place.
佢哋話喺當時候佢哋仲未係一個真嘅門徒。
And also because Jesus has said before that many of you were.Say to me in the last days that, Lord, Lord, I did this and that in your name. But Jesus says, I don't know you at all.
咁因为耶稣曾经讲过，好多人就系话，主啊，主啊，我为你做呢样，喺奉你嘅名做呢样，做呢样。但系耶稣同佢讲话，我唔认识你。
So whatever you may conclude from this phrase, one thing is certain.
咁无论你点样去总括呢句词语，有一样嘢系好清楚嘅。
True disciples has this fruit.
真嘅门徒系会有呢个果子。
All our evangelistic effort, missionary efforts, we know it is successful when we see our converts having this fruit.
咁我哋点样去衡量我哋嘅呢个去短宣啊或者传福音就系有呢个果子结出嚟。
And Jesus says, people will know that we are his disciples if we love one another.
耶稣就说，人怎样知道你们是我的门徒呢？就是当你们是彼此相爱。
So obviously, if we do not see the fruit of love in a believer's life, we have to ask, is he or she truly a believer?
如果你看到人是没有结这个爱的果子的时候，你就会疑问他是不是一个真的门徒呢？
And if so, then they should be loving God and loving one another, because this is the proof of them as true disciples.
因为你有爱神，也都会彼此相爱，这个就是这个证据，是你 有这个果子。
And so, if we want to be a true disciples, we must abideIn Him, constantly depending on Him for the nutrients to bear forth this fruit.
咁如果要做一个真嘅门徒，你要去常在耶稣里边，咁你先有呢个养分。
And so let's move to the second point where we must obey Him.
咁我哋嚟睇第二点，就话我哋要去遵守佢嘅命令。
And can Andrew read for us verses 9-17?
咁啊，系9-17。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里面。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子常存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
And so he talks about the metaphor about how you bear fruit, and now he tells you what this fruit he's talking about.
他一开头一去到八节就是讲这个比喻是怎样去结果子，跟住九去十一节就告诉你这个是什么的果子。
And that is the love that he has exemplified for us.With his relationship with his father.
咁就係呢個愛，就係話佢同佢嘅父係話俾我哋聽。
You see, so the metaphor teaches us to abide in him in order to bear fruit.
咁呢個比喻就係話，我哋如果要結果子，我哋就要在他裏邊。
And here, the evidence of us as a true disciple is the fruit we bear.
咁呢个就系话我哋点样做呢、这个呢、这个咧，就系话我哋要去结呢个果子。
Which is love.
呢个就系爱。
And this love that Jesus is talking about is particularly focused on the second part of the great commandment, which is love one another.
咁特别系讲呢个大嘅呢、这个大嘅最大嘅诫命，就系强调就话你们彼此相爱。
You know, because he ends with this command, love each other.
因为他的最后的命令就是说叫你们彼此相爱。
And so until we are able to love like God loves us, then we can love one another like he loves us.
那我们要爱神，就好像神去爱我们这样，我们才可以去懂得怎么去彼此相爱。
And then when we are able to do that, then we will be able to love the lost.
咁我哋要因为咁样嘅缘故，我哋先可以去爱失丧嘅。
And then we will obey him and go and make disciples of all nations in the Great Commission.
咁我哋就因为爱嘅缘故，就可以去做行呢个大使命。
So he says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love.
咁就话我与你们常在我嘅爱里面。
This is a very compact statement that actually tells about how God loves us and how Jesus, because he loves his Father, obey him and come and die for us.
这个是很很结构的一个句子，就是说怎么去爱呢？就是说首先是他爱 是从神那里来，跟着才可以去有以下落来的。
And now he says, remain in this kind of love.
但是他就说你要去常在这个爱里面。
Not the kind of love that you think that is called love.
这个爱不是说 你自己想出来的一个爱。
And thus when you abide in him, then you will produce this kind of love.
这个你要常在耶稣里面才可以有这个爱。
This love that Jesus has for us, like his father had for him, that he will come, that he will sacrifice his own son, and Jesus will sacrifice his own life for us.
咁呢个爱咧就好似神去爱我哋，佢系将佢嘅儿子系俾咗我哋，就好似耶稣佢牺牲嘅爱咁样。
And so this love has two ideas in it.
咁呢个爱系有两个层面。
You love the person so much that you obey him.
你爱呢个人，所以你遵行佢嘅吩咐。
You listen to whatever he tells you to do.
你听佢所吩咐你嘅。
You know, just like when you are courting your wife, right? She says, I'm hungry, I want to eat this. And you quickly go and buy for her.
咁例如话你嘅太太就话我肚饿啦。
仲未太太，系女朋友嗰时。
咁就系佢女朋友嗰时候啦吓，咁就系话佢肚饿啦，咁即刻走去买嘢俾佢食。
Because it might not be true after they are married, right?
或者喺呢度唔对拼。
Okay, and where's my thought now? Okay,
讲到边咧？继续啦。
And so this is, and then because of this love, he obeys, and then he, in the obeying and loving, he is willing to sacrifice to do what he does for what his father tells him to do.
因为爱嘅缘故，佢可以信服呢、这个，所以就好似系信服神俾佢嘅命令咁样。
So the second component of this love then is sacrifice, sacrificial love.
第二个这个层面就系一个牺牲嘅爱。
See, obedience and sacrifice mix up this kind of love.
咁呢个系信服，亦都有牺牲，就会构成呢个爱。
You know, in the world when we talk about love, our love often is limited, right?
咁我哋喺呢个世界话讲爱，咁通常都系有限嘅，系咪
？No, if you are lying on your bed and then you tell your wife, "Hey, I'm hungry. Can you go down and get me a bowl of noodles or make a bowl of noodles for me?" She might tell you, "Hey, go do it yourself."
咁例如话你喺床上高，你话好肚饿，你可唔可以煮碗面俾我食啊？咁可能就会话，不如你自己煮啦。
Because we are not willing to make that sacrifice to go down, spend a few minutes cooking the 公仔面。
或者你不想去花几分钟咁样去煮呢个公仔面。
But God is saying that when you have that kind of love, you love by listening to what the person says to you, and then you make the sacrifices to do it.
咁呢个爱咧就系话有听呢个命令嘅意思，亦都有呢个牺牲嘅爱去做。
And then he says, when you do this, you make my joy complete.
咁如果话你哋如果系可以咁样做嘅话，你就可以使我嘅喜乐系可以满足。
Your joy will also be complete.
你嘅喜乐亦都系可以得到满足。
Because when you make that noodle for your husband, he will be so happy and grateful to you.
咁或者你煮面俾你个先生食嘅话，佢系可能系好欣赏，亦都系感恩。
And then you'll be happy because he will treat you better next time.
咁你點解會係高興？因為佢可能會對你更好。
See the Greek word abide。
咁呢個係呢個希臘嘅字，呢個係在我裏邊。
The Greek word abide is actually meno, M-E-N-O in English transliteration, meno. It means to remain, and the remain is not just stay there, but it is talking about connection, a connecting kind of remaining.
咁呢個字 meno 喺希臘文咧，佢係不單止係有經常喺裏邊意思，亦都係有連接。
And then in that word, there is also this idea of after you are connected, you stay connected.
咁有連接，你亦都係經常嘅連接。
And so the connection, the staying for what?Is someone says or somebody says it's talking about dependence, trusting God to nourish us so that we can bear this fruit.
咁讲紧系乜嘢咧？就系呢个系要依靠神去嘅佢嘅供应。
And then it also has this idea of continual or continuously being abiding in Him。
咁呢个讲系一个经常性嘅呢个系在他里边。
There is no stopping。
并冇断。
And the reason we can stop is because we are human. We have emotions, we have feelings. Someday we feel like it, someday we don't feel like it.
咁做唔到嘅原因係因為我哋係一個人，咁我哋有唔同嘅情緒，有感情。
And we have all these things that are calling our attention, whether it's our children or our work, and we get disconnected.
咁好多時候我哋點解唔同耶穌連接，係因為我哋係分心，我哋可能有我哋工作有兒女。
And so, as a disciple, we must remain, stay, and continue in that relationship with Him in order that we will bear the fruit.
作為一個門徒，點樣去結果子呢？就我哋要經常在佢裏邊，亦都去逗留，亦都去不斷係咁樣。
And this fruit will enable us to love like Him, just as He loves His Father.
咁我哋點樣去愛呢？就好似耶穌去愛天父一樣。
And making disciples, you know, if you have to take up all the technical things or the curriculum that we use, one statement is to, for making disciples means to teach them how to love and obey God as He loved and obeyed His Father.
一个总括来讲就是说我们要跟随耶稣，学耶稣的模样，就是耶稣怎样去爱父，去遵行神的诫命，我哋就要效法耶稣咁样。
And this love is that love that obeys and sacrifices.
咁呢个爱咧，就系呢个遵守、呢个信服同埋呢个牺牲。
And today when we talk about missions, we get so mixed up with all the things that we do in mission instead of this true purpose and goal.
咁我哋有阵时讲宣教嘅时候，我哋可能系忘记咗呢个先系我哋真正嘅一个目标。
See.Teaching English as a second language is only a means to get to fulfill the Great Commission in making disciples.
咁佢话去教英文，其实只不过呢个系帮助系完成呢个使命，系要传福音。
And that is a misconception that being a disciple is just by reading and praying and going to church and attending all this prayer meeting and all these things, we will become a disciple.
咁呢個有陣時我哋誤解咗話，作為一個門徒，我哋就咁去祈禱啊、讀經啊，或者去做一啲嘢，就可以成為一個門徒。
Those are only things that will help you to get to the end if you are indeed loving God and loving like Him。
呢個係會去，淨係可以去幫助你，你最後尾係。
Because most of the time, after a person becomes a Christian, he or she falls back to love himself or herself.
有很多时候去，他们最初是说信主，但之后他们就会回头，就是只是去爱自己。
Or they use their own strength to love him and others.
或者只是靠自己去到爱其他人。
You see, it is by grace that we are saved.
我哋系话，我哋得救系因为本乎恩。
And it is also by grace we are sanctified to be like Him。
因为呢个恩典嘅缘故，我哋能够成圣。
And when we are abiding in Him, we can do all things because He promised us here that if you obey Me, all that I say to you and tell you to do, My Father will give you whatever you ask.
我哋要常在他里边，同埋要遵守耶稣嘅命令，跟住就我哋所祈求嘅。
The things that you think is impossible with man, God can make it possible with God, with Him.
人系冇可能，但在神系可能。
Because it is by grace through faith and not our own wisdom and strength.
因为恩典系藉着信。
And He also promised that He who start a good work in us.Will bring it to completion.
就话喺我哋心里边动咗善功嘅，系会完成这功。
And in the Great Commission, He tells us that He will be with us until the end of the age.
咁喺呢个 这个吩咐我们这个大使命的时候，就说神与我们同在，直到世界末了。
And if you are unconvinced of His love,
如果你是没有被说服，是说这个他的爱。
In verse 13, he says this.
在第十三节他这么说。
Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大。
You know, true friends don't harm you or lie to you.
真正的朋友是不会对你说大话或者伤害你。
They don't play you out.
对你不会玩你。
They watch out for you.
他会看着你。
And Jesus says in verse 14 and 15 as well, You are my friend if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant doesn't know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my father, I have made known to you.
14、15节是这样说，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友。
Jesus calls us his friend.
耶稣称呼我们为他的朋友。
He doesn't just call us his servant.
他不单不再称我们为仆人。
But there's a condition.
但是有个条件。
The condition is do what he commands us to do.
这个条件就是说遵行我所吩咐的。
And then there's a promise.
跟着就有这个应许。
That whatever you ask, my father will give to you.
就无论你所求的，父都给你们成就。
You know, a disciple who does what he says, Jesus says, I consider him my friend.
咁如果一个门徒真系遵行耶稣所吩咐，耶稣就话呢个就是我的朋友。
You know, a servant obeys his master because it's his duty.
咁呢个仆人系要遵行呢个主人嘅吩咐，因为呢个佢职责。
But a friend do this.For his friend who tells him to do out of love.
但这个朋友为朋友去做的缘故，因为爱。
And so Paul, when he talks about himself being a born servant of Christ, he's looking at himself from the point of man's view.
咁当保罗就话我是耶稣基督的仆人，他是从人的角度来看。
He's considered himself a slave to sin before, and so when God sets him free, now he goes back to him and say, I'm going to serve you for the rest of my life as your slave, because I love you, I appreciate what you did for me.
咁保罗就话我系以前系罪嘅一个奴仆，咁而家已经系换咗去神去，因为佢嘅救赎嘅缘故，咁佢就去同神讲，我系愿意去侍奉你，因为系爱嘅缘故。
And it is Jesus himself who calls us his friend, not we call him.
是耶稣说称呼我们为朋友，不是说我们跟耶稣说你是我的朋友。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he knows our heart, whether we are right or wrong with him.
因为他知道我们的心有没有跟他一起。
And so the question is, would Jesus call you his friend?
这个问题就是说耶稣有没有称呼你为你是他的朋友呢?
And I'm sure he will if you are loving him like he loves his father.
我相信耶稣是会的，当你去爱耶稣就好像耶稣去爱父那样。
You know, a person can come to know Christ and he can be in the church for a long time and he can just be imitating what Christ did in the gospel.
一个人来得教会内，或者听了很多不同的道，他可以去抄袭去模仿耶稣所做的。
And not necessarily be a true disciple.
但是这个不是代表他是一个真的门徒。
If he does not abide in him.
如果没有常在他里面。
They are what we call copycats.
这个就是说可以抄袭山寨。
Or fake disciples.
或者一个假的门徒。
Who just imitate what Jesus did.
这个只是抄袭耶稣所做的。
Or how they observe other Christians do.
或者他是看下观察其他基督徒做什么，他做什么。
But in reality, they are not chosen, like Jesus says in verse 16.
但在真实情况来讲，可能没有好像十六节讲是被拣选的。
And this is what Jesus says.
这个就是耶稣说。
You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们， 并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子常存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
Imitators do not have fruits that last。
这些模仿者是他们的果子是不可以久存的。
Because their love is defined by how they understand it through the world。
因为他们是靠自己的理解。
When it's good and dandy, they are loving. But when it's not good and dandy, they are not loving.
是好的时候他们就会爱，不好的时候他们就不会去爱。
They may even kill you.
他们或者会杀你。
If you do something that is they don't like.
如果是你做他们不喜欢的事情。
And they love themselves more than they love God.
他们爱自己多过他们爱神。
Even they claim to love God.
就算他们说他们爱神。
And so that's why Jesus ends with this command.
所以耶稣这个是怎样总结的命令？
Love each other.
叫你们彼此相爱。
A true disciple will obey him unconditionally and sacrificially.
一个真的门徒，他是会去无条件地去遵行耶稣的吩咐，也都是有牺牲。
And that is how we are to love.
这个就是我们怎样去彼此相爱。
But in concrete sense, how do we love others as ourselves?
那我怎样真的做到这个彼此相爱呢？
You know, those of us who are living, reading the living life.
那是我们当中是在这个活泼的生命。
A few weeks ago, there's a passage in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 11 to 8.
11 to 18.
God gave detailed instruction to the Israelites, His chosen people, how to love one another.
咁呢个神系俾佢嘅选民，呢个以色列就系话俾佢听点样先至去彼此相爱。
In that passage, God commanded the Israelites that they are not to steal.Not to lie, not to cheat.
咁喺嗰个呢个命令咧，就话叫佢哋唔好去偷，唔好去呃，亦都唔好去骗。
Not to swear falsely in His name and profane it.
唔好妄称神嘅名。
Not to defraud or rob their neighbor or withhold pay from their workers.
亦都唔好去诈骗你嘅邻舍或者系工人唔俾佢工价。
Not to curse the deaf or stumble the blind.Not to pervert justice or show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great.
咁呢个叫佢哋唔好去咒骂嗰啲系聋嘅，或者系叫盲嘅去跌倒，或者系叫佢哋唔好去行啲唔公义嘅事情，或者系贫穷嘅就会剥削佢哋。
But they are to be fair and just to everyone.
佢哋系公平公正对待每一个人。
They are also not to slander one another or endanger.A neighbor's life,
或者唔好去毁谤，或者去陷佢哋佢哋嘅性命陷害。
Not to hate a fellow Israelites in their hearts, but to rebuke them frankly, so as not to share in the guilt of their sin.
咁佢哋唔好话叫佢哋心里边去含恨，但系要对佢哋嘅邻舍系要清楚去讲明。如果唔系嘅话，咁佢哋就会同佢哋彼此分享罪。
Isn't this interesting? Not telling your neighbor frankly, you can be guilty of the sin of their sin too. Because why? Because you didn't point out and tell it that they have sinned against God.
呢个咪好有趣咧？就系话，如果你冇好清楚同啲邻舍讲佢哋做错啲乜嘢嘅时候，你同佢都系一样系有罪。
He says frankly, Paul said gently.And lovingly.
这里是讲这个坦白的，但是保罗讲是有爱心宽容的。
Here God says, speak the truth. Paul in his writing, speak the truth, but with love and gentleness.
这里神就是讲这个真理，但是保罗也都讲这个是用爱心说诚实话。
Then he ends with, not to seek revenge or bear grudge against anyone among them.But to love your neighbor as yourselves.
佢哋唔去呢個含住一個含恨，亦都去呢個去復仇嘅心態，但要愛佢鄰舍。
And when you read Leviticus 19:11-18, you say, "Oh, I don't do all these things."
咁你話讀完呢個利未記19:1-18，就話我根本冇做呢啲嘢。
Yeah, we may not do all these things deliberately or directly.
我哋冇直接咁樣去做。
But I can tell you, we sometimes does do them because we are still sinners saved by grace when we are not abiding in Him.
咁我哋仍然係呢個係罪人，亦都係因蒙恩得救。咁但我哋都要經常在他裏面。
And now the worst of all these things in Leviticus 19 that strike me is the command not to curse the deaf or stumble the blind.
咁喺呢個最差嘅情況，我睇到咧就係話點解會去咒罵嗰啲聾或者係跌倒半倒啲盲
？They already cannot hear, they already cannot see, yet they are being bullied.
佢哋係聽唔到睇唔到，但係佢哋被欺去欺壓。
And we say we don't do all these things.
但係我哋話我冇做啲咁嘅嘢啊。
We may not literally do this to the blind or the deaf.
我哋或者字面上冇咁樣做。
But as I thought about it, is that, you know, when we say something evil against someone behind their back, it's no different from this law or this principle.
咁當我哋去背後去說閒話嘅時候，其實同呢個命令背後嘅嘢都係一樣。
And we fail to obey the instruction of God to tell them frankly.
咁我哋亦都去冇遵行神嘅吩咐，就話要去同鄰舍去清楚坦白。
So we are guilty of keeping quiet. And sharing their guilt, and we are also guilty of not obeying God's word.
我哋唔出声咁，或者咁，但系我哋就会同佢哋系分享呢个同一个罪。
And such actions and non-actions are happening every day.
无论有做或者系冇做嘅，呢啲都系每日都发生。
Whether it's outside in the world where we spend most of the time.Or whether it's in the church when we spend some of our time.
无论系我哋喺出边喺世界里边，我哋花咗好多嘅时间，或者喺我哋去呢个基督徒团体里边。
And the reason is because I think we don't know what it means to love God.
咁因为好多时候我哋唔清楚乜嘢叫爱神。
We don't know what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves.
我哋唔清楚乜嘢叫爱我哋嘅邻舍，好似我
爱自己咁。But we are operating on the love for ourselves.
但我哋净系爱自己。
Because we are afraid to speak the truth and people don't like us.
我哋惊当我哋讲真说话嘅时候，其他人唔中意。
We are afraid to make other people unhappy for speaking the truth.
我哋惊我哋会得罪其他人。
And so God has to spell this out clearly.For his chosen people in Leviticus.
所以神好清楚对佢嘅选民系咁样吩咐。
You see, the metaphor of the vine and the branches shows us that in order for us to bear this fruit of love, we have to abide in Him.
咁耶稣讲呢个比喻，要去强调嘅就我哋要常在他里边。
We abide not just when we feel like it, but always, even when we don't feel like it.
无论我哋感唔感受得到，我哋都要经常在他里边。
And we know that when we have this love, there is obedience to God and His word.
咁要爱呢、这个爱系有呢、这个系对神系顺从佢嘅吩咐。
There is love for one another.
呢个爱彼此相爱。
And there's love for those who are lost.
亦都去爱失丧嘅。
You know, I appreciate those people who are doing gospel outreach.
咁係好感謝係對呢個傳福音嘅
，because they love the lost，
因為佢哋愛失喪嘅
，they understand the love of God for the lost，
所以佢哋明白神對失喪嘅人嘅愛
，just as much as those who are in the mission field，
就好多好似係宣教嘅工場咁樣
，that because they love the lost and they go make the sacrifices of the comfort of their lives to go。To places that are hard to live and hard to work in.
咁佢哋係有犧牲嘅愛，佢哋係離開佢哋舒服嘅環境，因為佢哋對失喪嘅人係有愛。
And may we learn to love like God loves us.
好似我哋去学习点样去爱神，就好似神爱我哋。
And especially here in this passage today, Jesus commands us love one another.
就好似耶稣嘅吩咐我哋，就系话叫我哋彼此相爱。
Let's pray.
我哋都要祷告。
亲爱天父，我哋感谢你，因为你俾我哋嘅爱，你嘅爱显现喺你嘅儿子耶稣基督嘅身上。去舍自己的性命来爱我们，我们感谢你，求神你帮助我们可以学习有这种的爱在我们的生命里面，当我们为你做见证，为你传福音的事，奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。